بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from the Islamic House of Qom is ready to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So, when we have several children in a family, as parents, we might do discrimination among them, love some of them more than the others. First of all, is this behavior from the side of parents allowed, inevitable at all? And how must the reaction from the side of children must be, according to Islamic beliefs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's more than clear that any kind of discrimination is, a sin committed by the people, be it the parents toward the children or any other human being toward other people. When we are talking about discrimination, it means a baseless difference. Sometimes you prefer someone over the others, but for some logical reasons.
Yes.
But as parents, we have no right to discriminate between the children in terms of showing love and acting upon our duties and responsibilities. And interestingly, we have some narrations in this regard. For example, it's been quoted that a father, a man, accompanied by two of his children, he went to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Now, in front of the Prophet, that man kissed one of his children and ignored the other, which was, just a simple action. Today we may, ignore this action just to kiss one of the children, not the other.
Yes.
But when the Holy Prophet saw this act, he somehow objected him and complained that why you are not treating your children equally.
Yes.
This is very interesting. When it comes even to kissing the children, we need to, as parents, we need to be away from any kind of discrimination. This is in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 21, page 486.
Yes.
Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, treat among your children in a very just and fair manner, as you expect other people to act in a just manner toward you. So this is rooted in our religious teachings.
That's right.
And when it comes to behaving our children, our behavior should be based on logic, justice,
yes,
and fairness without any kind of discrimination.
Doesn't it make any difference whether it is a girl or boy? Because psychologically speaking, girls and boys are different. So the behavior of the parents, for example, especially from the side of father to the daughter, is a little bit different, emotionally speaking, in terms of love, in terms of affection and kindness between the two.
That is why, first of all, I define discrimination. Discrimination means a difference without any reason. So sometimes, as I mentioned, there are differences, and for that, the behavior of the parent might be different. So for sure, one of them is whether the children are boys or girls. So even a boy, if you treat him like a girl, he
yes,
would complain. He
yes,
doesn't expect the parents to behave him like a girl. And the girl does not expect parent to be treated like a boy. So for sure, when it comes to such differences, one of them being the sex of the child, for sure there might be some differences, but not in a way that the boy feels a kind of discrimination.
Yes.
So sure, our children are of different ages. So, I mean, a 6-year-old boy, for example, is not expected to be treated like, I mean, a 20-year-old girl, for example. So age, sex, and other factors should be taken into consideration. But the point is that at the end of the day, the children should not feel any kind of discrimination based on their gender, age, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
And even sometimes talents.
Mm-hmm.
But there shouldn't be any kind of discrimination. It would bring about many negative consequences. I will talk about it later. Sometimes we see that the children, they feel jealous toward each other. Some of them, they suffer from some psychological disorder because of these discriminations done by the parents.
Especially psychologically speaking, and in the nurturing and education of the children, we have a syndrome called middle child syndrome, MCD. For example, the child that is born between the most grown up and the youngest one, you know, usually is mostly neglected.
Exactly.
That's why.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So as parents, people should be very careful. And it's not only from the time that the children are, for example, of 5, 6 years mm-hmm. old. No. We need to take care of the children and not to be discriminating, even from the time of the conception and during the pregnancy and from the childhood and so on and so forth. For all of them, we need to be fair enough and without any kind of discrimination. As I mentioned, discrimination would lead to many negative consequences. Sometimes the children themselves, because of the fact that their parents are not treating them fairly,
yes.
they feel a kind of hatred and
yes.
revenge toward each other, and that is caused by the parents' behavior. As I mentioned, sometimes they will suffer from some psychological problems like, fear and anxiety. Self-confidence, which is a very important factor in the personality of the children. Sometimes if a child is discriminated against by the parents, he or she will feel lack of self-confidence.
Yes.
So this act by the parents would lead to different problems for
yes.
their children.
That's right.
And as parents, we need to take care of. Now, this is a sin committed by the parents. But what about the children? As children, are they able to somehow make it up?
Mm-hmm.
to revenge from the parents? No. We have verses and narrations telling us that in no way we are allowed to disrespect our parents,
yes.
even if they are doing this sin of discrimination. Of course, we can try our best to change this behavior, but at the end of the day, still we are commanded by the religion of Islam to respect the parents and to be good toward them.
Yes.
Imam Rida alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Birru al-walidayni wajib wa in kana mushrikain." To do good toward your parents is an obligation, even if they are polytheists. So,
yes.
Imam is referring to the worst example, the fact that even if the parents do not believe in God, they are polytheists, still you need to respect them and do good toward them.
That's right.
Of course, وَلَا تَعَتَ لَقُمَا فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. If they are asking you, commanding you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only in that case you need to disobey them.
But again, respectfully.
Exactly.
For example, you should not, for example, beat them or use foul language against the parents. That's right.
Exactly. Okay. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also is quoted as saying, "Thalathun lam yaj'al Allahu al-ahadin fihinna rukhsa." Ada'u al-amana ila al-barra wal-fajr. There are three examples in which no one has any opportunity to act against. I mean, which means that no excuse is accepted from any person. One of them is that you need to return the trust which he's giving you. Ila al-barra wal-fajr. It doesn't make any difference the one who has given you is a good person or is a bad person. You need to return back the trust. وَالْوَفَاءُ بِالْعَهْدِ الْبَرِّ وَالْفَاجِرِ. When it comes to acting upon your promises, again, doesn't make any difference whether the other party is a good person or a bad person. وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ بَرًّا كَانَ أَوْ فَاجِرًا. This is very interesting.
Yes.
To act in a good manner toward your parents, whether they are good toward you or bad toward you. Mm-hmm. So فَاجِرًا means parents who are doing different kinds of sins. One of them can be
vices. That's
exactly right. One of them can be discrimination. So still, we are commanded by the religion of Islam to act in a very good manner toward them. I repeat that what is done by them is a sin, and sometimes is a great sin, is a major sin, because it can be an act of oppression. But we need to still respect them. Of course, there are...
That's right. Yeah. Even we are recommended that if we adopt a child, for example, there are some people who adopt a child, adopt the children, you are not allowed to put discrimination between your own child and the child you adopted.
That's a great example.
Stepfather, stepmother. Yeah. That's right.
So there might be some ways people, as children, especially if they are, teens, and they are able to receive some consultation from other people, then can, if they feel such discrimination, they may try and test some ways to remove this problem, from their parents. So, for example, we are told that as children, if you feel a kind of discrimination done by your parents or one of them, you may change your attitude toward them. You as child may strengthen your emotional relation to your parents.
That's right.
And hope that they will change. Also, as I mentioned, you may yourself change your attitude. If you see that you cannot change the situation, still you can work on your, abilities. And when it comes to self-confidence, although, as I mentioned, one of the negative consequences of discrimination might be lack of self-confidence, but as children, we need to, if a child feels that and he's not or she's not able to change it, then they should change their attitude toward life and not to compare themselves to their siblings, not to, feel that they are lower than their siblings because of the fact that their parents pay attention to them more. This is, of course, a very difficult task, but as I mentioned, especially if they are teens and if they can receive some consultation from some scholars and experts in this regard, they can get rid of such negative consequences.
Even sometimes some children are born with physical, defects.
Mm-hmm.
And shortcomings, for example, they cannot talk right, they are crippled or something like that. The other children are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not allowed to put discrimination between these two as parents. That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, discrimination between the children. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان.
لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين